never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Anywhere you can listen to us, anywhere in the world. Please patronize the advertisers when you hear the commercials on the radio stations or the podcast. Nick is in the studio. Yeah, first time since October. That was his probationary period.
His face hasn't frozen all morning.
Although he was here from like last January to last October, then we kicked him out for 6 months.
I'm glad I didn't know going into that it was going to be 6 months.
Yeah, me neither. Year one had to put up with it, but it was still weird for us. It's weird that you're sitting in here now, actually.
Yeah, it was so long It made this weird.
Well, I thought about that just in general with the pandemic. I'm glad I didn't know. Well, most of us are glad we didn't know in last March that it would be, I don't know, a year later.
Yeah.
But Nick's back. He did really well at his parole hearing.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I said, wow, we'll let you back in. Right.
Rehabilitation.
Yeah, we'll see.
Back in the studio.
Yeah. Story out of Minneapolis about a 9-year-old kid at the airport, Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. A group of about 20 people were checking their bags for a trip they were taking together. The 9-year-old boy jumps onto the conveyor belt.
Oh,
nobody noticed.
Did he go back?
Nobody noticed.
Did he go back? That'd be the coolest to go back there.
He had about 20. Yeah, nobody noticed that the kid all of a sudden disappeared.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're in this group.
Go on. At that age.
And he just dives onto the thing, disappears.
Yeah. My son got on one of those about that age.
Yeah, looks pretty inviting.
Yeah.
They found him in about 5 minutes or so, you know, because they figured what he had done, and they went back and found him, and everybody's fine. But, I mean,
is he in the back with the oversized luggage?
Yeah, I guess so.
No, you bet you come back out. You bet you come back out. Can you imagine waiting for your bag at the one end, and this kid just comes walking out?
Yeah, but you remember the time that the dude from Puddle of Mud did that at Denver? They arrested him.
They did.
Because you're in a restricted area at that point.
He was also a grown drunk.
Yeah, I think it's different if you're an adult.
They would have arrested Todd, too, but not a 9-year-old kid.
You've flown into Denver before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, they have big racks where they put the skis.
Yeah.
And he got into one of those. He was standing up.
He just stood up in there.
Yeah, like where you put your skis or your golf club.
But once you go
can you blame them?
You're in a restricted area, you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah, you can't.
And you're drunk, and you're in a puddle of mud.
So I'm surprised that this kid didn't get in trouble.
The kid's 9. He ain't getting in trouble.
I know, but still, they tend to just be sticklers for the rules around those places.
That guy was just curious, so was the 9-year-old kid.
The 9-year-old's on the terrorist watch list now.
Yeah. Maybe.
This kid's awesome. Yeah. Everybody wants to do that.
Oh, I want to go. Want to go back through
it. I'd love to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ski. I didn't even know they had that ski thing. That'd make it even easier.
Yeah.
skis and golf clubs.
They have golf clubs, too. Yeah,
and it's really easy. You could just stand up in there and lean back, and you're fine.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to lay down at all. You're upright. Right.
No, the Florida, they have the golf. Obviously, no skiing down there, but they got the same thing. I've seen the rack.
Oh, there's a rack, a stand-up rack.
Yeah, all for golf clubs coming out,
Or maybe your wakeboard.
Yeah, yeah.
If they want to make some money, I mean, I'd give them $30 to be able to stand in there and go back there.
Take a lap on the luggage carousel.
Just to see what's happening back there. Hey, guys. The other loaders out there.
They probably don't want you to see how they're abusing your luggage.
Well, they're definitely abusing.
Yeah, they've got a guy back there that just hits them with the sledgehammer.
Bad enough when you see the guys outside the plane.
Oh, I know.
At BuzzFeed, they talked to some people, some nudists.
Yeah.
And so that BuzzFeed asked these 3 nudists some common questions about nudism. And Ebony was one of the people that spoke to BuzzFeed.
I got it.
And she said that her first time at a nudist event didn't even involve her getting naked at all.
My first experience was fun. I didn't get naked. I was there with a friend's band that was the entertainment, and I was going to be nosy. It wasn't instantaneous with me. I didn't have enough positive body image to just get naked right away.
They also talked to Linda and Adam, and they say that people getting, the way they put it, is excited is not as much of a problem as you would think.
goes. First of all, I think people are afraid. They have more self-control than they realize. So I think the fear is that, oh, I'll totally lose control. And then when they're in the situation, they're like, oh, I don't feel like this is sexually charged.
A lot of guys who are curious about, you know, going to other guys or something like that, they seem to be terrified of this happening. I'd say 99% of the time, it's not going to happen.
Because you're not. No,
you're not in that mindset.
Well, if you're a kid, though, if you're a teenager walking around there.
Now there's the thing. Linda and Ebony say that nudism is a family thing, and there are groups, camps all over the United States for naked families.
Nudism's roots was a family recreational activity where you engage with nature. You can be in a lake, you can be hiking, you can be camping, and you can do those things with your family.
My camp that I belong to is a family resort.
The pure essence of nudity and nudism is family-friendly nudism.
I have friends whose daughter was born into being a nudist. She knows nothing else. There are lots of adult nude resorts, but there are tons of family resorts all over the U.S.
I'd have to go to the adult one. I don't think I'd feel comfortable, obviously, walking around with your nuts hanging out in front of 10-year-olds.
Yeah, I don't think the Lindar, they don't get their kids involved, do they?
No. Their kids are grown, by the way. So no.
Still, it's a family thing.
They don't want to be hanging out with naked mom and dad.
They weren't grown. They weren't raised that way.
They were not raised that way. Thank you.
They talked to another guy, and he said this.
I just like to look at pretty girls naked. They didn't.
That guy sounded familiar.
Well, I have to take my pants off, too? Okay.
I like it that woman said she could just go as curious. I mean, how do you...
Not all places will allow that.
I know, but she went with a band, so the band probably didn't have to be naked, so she probably showed up with the band. And you're right, you can't just go and be curious. You have to get naked. I think LD's
most places,
that, right?
Yeah.
That now, has to be easier for women, too, I'd imagine.
But do you put your toe in that? Like, walk in there with a boob hanging out for a couple hours? You know?
Well, I think the ones that...
Pull out one testy and
say, okay, out lefty
I'm gonna let my one testy hang out for a couple hours. See how this feels.
When Lindog's told us the stories, it's been they have to like leave the clothes in the car.
Car, yeah.
They don't even get to walk through the gates. With anything. Well, a hat.
You put sneakers on the flip flops and you go in, right?
A hat and a smile.
Right. Yeah. Make sure you don't get your sack caught on the turnstile.
Oh, that would hurt. It's right there.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, you go through sideways. Yeah. Lead with your hip.
Adam, Linda, and Ebony shared their favorite things.
That's probably a common accident, sack in the turnstile.
We got another one.
They shared their favorite things about the nudist lifestyle.
I actually would say the people. Like, it's fun to be naked by myself, but I would say it's actually the community. It's something that I never expected.
I would say, you know, the freedom, body acceptance that comes along with it.
Honestly, it's how they made me love me. I didn't love all of myself before then.
When I first got out there, I was worried it was going to be so embarrassing. People are going to be staring at me, watching me, and all that. Not even close to being the case. No one's paying attention to you because everybody's naked.
Yep.
Good for them, man.
The more you stare at your wiener, the more you love yourself. I found.
Well, it sounds like the more somebody else stares at your wiener.
Yeah.
Because all these people had to get nude in front of others.
Another guy said this.
Ew, he naked.
A lot of people said that.
Yeah.
A lot of people said
that. Yes, and that was said under somebody's breath a lot.
You know what? I can think. I've never done this, obviously, but I can think. I can see people, their body image might go away a little bit because most of us don't like to wear certain clothes because you feel like the T-shirt, my belly stick out in the T. If you're just naked, there's no belt. There's no constriction anywhere accentuating some other fat part of your body. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You're just naked.
There's also no jacket to hide the gut.
No, but the gut's not sticking out as much because you're just naked. You know what I mean?
Right, that's why I don't tuck my golf shirt in because, you know, belt.
Because the belt, right, exactly. That's what I mean. Bingo. It makes it, when you constrict other parts of your body, the other parts have to bulge out somewhere else. And if you're naked, I mean, I'm not talking about really big people, but just the average size dad guy, dad bod, he might look a little better that way.
Nothing cinched down in the wrong place.
Thank you. Right. So I think you might get used to it that way. I mean, the LD's walked around naked. We've seen his naked ass. Unfortunately.
There's nothing to cover up the Bona Garage tattoo.
Well, you put some makeup on that day.
You'd have
but
to.
I assume once you become accustomed, you just go about your business.
Yeah, it's not a sexual thing they say.
No, not at all.
But I also think, why are we all naked, Dom? I just don't get that far.
It is kind of a sexual thing.
I think it's kind of a sexual thing. Yeah. Now, the family one,
I don't think so.
I don't think at all.
It is on his private beaches.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah, if you're in Jamaica, and then, well, there's the nudie island out there. Yeah, I'm guessing it's kind of
that's why you want to go there, right?
Yeah, but nobody said breasts. I think my favorite part would definitely be breasts.
I know. Yeah.
Whose?
Yeah. Well,
all of them.
I don't know. Let's see what's around.
Yours or somebody else's?
I'm not against it. I don't think I'll ever do it, though. I'm not going to go to Colony. I think the only thing I'd ever do is what you said, Puss. If you're just drunk on some beach somewhere, yeah.
And we've known people who've done that.
Yes, we have.
You know, just one time on a vacation, right. And, well, it's there, so what the hell? Right. And then you got a sunburned sack.
Test out a wiener. tough to be helmet up, though, when you're naked.
It's impossible.
Yeah, unless you're chubbing. Oh, then they kick you off the beach.
A large rubber band or something.
Yeah. Like, hey, I love the beach. Yeah.
Might have done it when I was 24. Probably not now. Yeah. I've got the bad body image.
Well, it sounds like this is just what you need, then.
I don't know.
That's right, because nobody cares.
Yeah. I think Tito could talk you into it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure any number of people could talk you into it.
Yeah, if you were on
I'm not going to talk them into it, because I don't want to get naked.
If you were on one of those beaches, if you were on a vacation, and they said, look, that little island out there is the nudie beach, you could get hammered enough to go out and give it a run.
What if I got naked, and you got to listen to the whole show for this one, and just got a big Ralph Lauren tattoo on my chest?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice, yeah. Something's on your chest,
and
I don't care.
Chicks would look at me like, oh, he's the kind of guy that just wants to bang.
You know?
And Craig would move on.
Or they might do this.
Ew, he naked.
Or that.
I'd want a hat that says, I'm a grower.
Not a shower?
Right.
Yeah, right. The family ones, I understand there are family communities that do this. You've seen documentaries on that. And that's always, if it's not a sexual thing, that's no big deal. I get it. But I think it'd be wild for kids to, if they're just growing up that way, they have no idea. You know, why is Uncle Jim got clothes on? Every time I see him, he's naked.
Yeah.
And that just stuck to the tape.
He's a weirdo.
Can you imagine that?
He wears pants.
Yeah, you know, the whole family, a family reunion at a nudist colony. Picture that, Craig.
I mean, even if you were into the lifestyle and it was nothing sexual, wouldn't you still want someone to fluff you up a little bit before you went out there?
I want to put some blood in that bear, right? Yeah, yeah.
Well, and if you're doing the family reunion at the nudist colony, who's going to do the grill? Because that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, surely they let you put a
shirt on.
An apron.
Apron. Yeah.
An apron.
Thank you.
Right. Your nipples are sticking out, though, probably still.
I'm still not walking that close to the grill with nothing between.
Oh, you're right. A hot hibachi on your wiener.
Right.
Not cool.
Or bacon frying. You got to watch out when you're frying bacon.
It's got five hot dogs up there and yours. Oh, yes. That's dangerous.
Or even a little ember pops out of the campfire.
Yeah.
That's going to singe the wrong spot.
It's lots of risk. I would feel bad for the kids that don't have a choice.
Right.
Where it's like, hey, can somebody run here put some clothes on?
Right. Yeah, I want to see Aunt Sue again naked. All right? She comes around the corner, and you're starting to be you're like 15.
Her big floppies are this shit.
Here comes Aunt Sue's big floppies coming at us. Sorry if your name's Sue. I'm just throwing a name out there. Relax. You know?
You see those coming around the corner way before you see the rest of
us. Now, the rest of us have grown up... luckily, not seeing our family members naked. But if you were growing up in that situation, you might be used to it, you know?
Yeah, you would be. Well, they have to put on clothes to go to the grocery store at some point.
I know, right?
You'd have to own pants.
Well, then you come home and you take your pants off. The chick was, she sounded funny. It's fun to be naked by yourself. Yeah, well, nobody cares when you're by yourself. Of course it is. It's fun to be naked by yourself.
I don't know if it is.
I wouldn't call it fun.
It's not fun.
For that fun, I'd probably do it more often.
Yeah.
But I really don't. I'm usually wearing some kind of clothes.
Right.
Why do we even like sit on the couch when I'm naked?
No, I don't do that either.
And I'm not the kind of guy that whips his shirt off the minute he gets home.
Oh.
And I know we're talking to a lot of those guys.
I don't get that either.
Yeah, that's just a shirt.
Because I've seen guys that are thin do that. I've seen guys that are fat that do that. You know, whip their shirt off so they show up at the house.
I don't even understand people that let like their kids run around with just a diaper on. Like you see,
Just
slap some pants and a shirt on that kid. Come on.
But
I don't care about the diapers so much. But
For years, though, we've also heard about dads or grandpas or whoever that came home after work and immediately just took their pants off.
Yeah. Oh, pants off, too.
Yeah. Yes, just take the pants off. Right. Bam.
Well, I'd change into some comfy, you know, shorts or pants or something. But
that's what I wear.
But I don't walk around in the underwear. Yeah.
No, but they did back then.
Their
boxer shorts. They just took their pants off, right?
Yeah, take your pants off. Right. Good to go.
There weren't sweatpants back in those days either. They just you just had baggy. You had your boxers on, right?
Yeah, yeah. Your drawers on.
But now there are guys who go to work, and when they come home, they put the pants on that we used to go to work.
That's right.
No, true. My grandfather on my dad's side, he was a shorter guy, but he had a big old belly on him for most of the time I was alive. I remember it being a big, and he always had his shirt off. Every summer, he'd just be sitting around with his shirt off all the time. And, you know, jelly would fall on it when he'd eat something. But it was just, now, that's a long time ago. That's my dad's dad, you know.
Yeah.
He would just always have his shirt off.
I did.
And it wasn't great. It was just funny, you know. He wasn't ripped at all. He had a big old belly, and, you know.
He was just comfortable.
He was just comfortable with his shirt off, you know.
I put the pants on
the
pants. Fly,
the pants looked like they were begging to be unsprung too, but it was just he just was comfortable that way, you know.
The one button's just doing all the work.
I had pants on for it must have been 10 hours on Friday, and then probably about the same on Sunday.
Yeah, you went a year without pants, right?
I did.
Yeah,
that's the first time I've worn those jeans since the last time I flew.
Yeah, things just start happening now.
They were a little baggy, too.
And I thought not getting a haircut in that time was a good thing. God hasn't worn pants.
That streak ends today for me.
When's the last time you got a haircut?
It's been over a year. Puss is getting a haircut
today. Today's the day.
Keep it long, hippie. You look good, man.
I'm not going to go as buzz short cut. As it was, okay, right. But I got to get like this. It touches my shoulders. Like I say, this is a lot of work.
You could go wicked bullet real easily with the length of your hair.
Oh yeah. It could be that pretty easily. I'm going to try to avoid that though.
The problem I have, I've seen these college kids and some high school kids. It, to me now, they're wearing the mullet is like they're wearing it as an ironic thing, and I don't like that. Mullets were that was a hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I had one. And I know Todd had one. Because it was just happened. But now it's like an ironic thing.
Yeah, don't disrespect the mullet.
No, don't disrespect it. Either wear the hair the way the kids are wearing it now, or don't disrespect the mullet. Yeah. I like that.
No mocking the mullet.
Yeah.
No,
they do.
I'm going to keep some of the length up top and on the sides, but I'm going to get the back shortened up a little bit, you know, clean it up.
That's a big day. Let's get naked.
I'm more excited than I should be. I really am. It's getting a little ridiculous.
Yeah, you get a little, I got a little, actually, it was oddly emotional driving to the airport.
I bet it was.
It was like, I'm going to see a friend.
Right. Well, you're going to fly somewhere.
I didn't know when I'd get to see that friend again.
Yeah. And well, you drove to Denver all the time.
I know, but the airport.
Yeah.
My friend, the airport.
Oh, the airport. I got it. Yeah, I got it.
I get to go hang out with my friend, the airport, and I didn't know when I would be able to do that again.
And they served you booze, except for Lazy Southwest.
Yeah.
But they're working on it, Todd.
Small steps.
Yeah. Small steps to finding out how they make vodka. What are you talking about?
Oh, we put the ice in first? Okay.
Yeah, I'll ask Christy to whip me up a cocktail tonight, and she'll say, oh, well, I'll do it in small steps. I'll give it to you in a couple hours, but we got to go slow.
Hold it up a number to what you want. Yeah. Yeah.
I did reintroduce myself to the lady who cuts my hair when I texted her for an appointment. Okay, I was like, remember me?
Yeah.
Yeah, back in ancient times, you used to cut my hair. Yeah. I'd like to do that again.
I found an incredible website you just have to check out. Nuts.com is the best-kept secret of savvy snackers across the country. It's the simple and convenient way to have nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts, dried fruit, flowers, grains, and so many other high-quality foods delivered straight to your door. They have over 4,000 products to choose from, like white chocolate toffee cashews, bourbon pecans, crystallized ginger, and my personal favorite, honey sesame sticks. Nuts.com isn't just for nut lovers. It's your one-stop online pantry shop. They have an incredible variety available, including candies, dried fruits, and pantry items like baking mixes, pasta, and more. Get fresher products than the supermarket with Nuts.com. New Nuts.com customers get free shipping on your first order when you text PODCAST to 64,000. So, Text podcast to 64,000 to get free shipping on your first order from nuts.com. That's podcast to 64,000. Terms apply. Available at nuts.com/terms.
Jewelry designer Tiffany & Company is out with a line of men's engagement rings. The rings have either a round or emerald-shaped diamond embedded into the thick metal band and come as big as 5 carats.
And you better spend 3 months' salary on it, goddammit.
Yeah. Or he. Tiffany said it created the unique line of rings to celebrate different types of love stories and to keep up with gender-fluid fashion trends.
Yeah, we don't get a ring till we get married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody ever gives us a pre-engagement ring. Yeah.
Is that what this is, a pre-wedding ring?
Well, it's an engagement ring. For men.
Oh, I'm not wearing that.
Men of all couples. Yeah.
I didn't wear my wedding ring unless I'm going out at night.
But I don't think it's a hetero tradition to give the dude an engagement
no,
ring.
No, it's not.
Well,
no.
Tiffany sure would like it to be.
Yeah, obviously.
Of course. Don't start this.
Also for gender-fluid fashion trends. Remember that.
Sure.
It could be one guy giving it to another.
Well, that's fine. That's fine if you're gay couples. I get that. But if you're not going to take... What's that? Oh, it's my engagement ring.
My wife gave me an engagement ring. No, you won't take any crap for that.
No. You will have a man bun on, though, if you have that.
How does that work for dudes? Like, when a gay couple gets engaged, like, if the person who proposes, do they wear that ring up until the wedding, or do they both wait until
the wedding? This isn't even a joke. Let's ask your dad that one. He's never been married to a man, but he probably knows the process.
Yeah.
Both of them wear it.
Any gay dude's listening. Yeah, who gets the wedding? Yeah, who gets the engagement ring? And gay women, too, for that matter. Because that's two 3 month salaries for two women.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, man.
Well, and the person who did the proposing, if they would want to wear a ring leading up to the wedding.
Well, that's funny because I remember when they legalized gay marriage, how much the wedding industry made a fortune and still are. And that's probably part of it. Two rings. Who's trying to get a heterosexual guy to wear? I'm not saying we're, you know.
Imagine some wives.
What if the lesbian couple or the gay dude couple, you know, has one guy that stays at home or one girl that stays at home and the other one that works? Does she have to spend 6 months' salary on two engagement rings?
Yeah, there's math now involved. Yeah. You're right.
That's a lot of money.
Or if you give somebody a ring and then the one you got back is not as cool. Yeah. That starts that fight, you know?
Well, you probably have to get the same one. So there's no fighting.
I hate to be just like a total dude here, but if you had a ring on and the guy go, when did you get married? Oh, it's not. That's my engagement ring. Your friends are going to laugh at you for, I don't know, maybe forever.
Like, oh, real cool.
They're going to laugh at you forever.
And, you know, justifiably so.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't think I'll change my mind on that one.
Out of Melbourne, Florida, officers responded to a call of a suspicious person inside an apartment building. Officers were speaking to a resident when a neighbor ran out of his apartment with 2 steak knives, threw the knives to the ground, and shouted to them, "He's in here!" The guy had made his way into this other guy's apartment with a knife in each hand, moving toward the victim while making stabbing motions. Police then entered the apartment, and while they attempted to take a shirtless 19-year-old Dylan Jones into custody, he said he's a world-famous wrestler, and he knows how to fight. Mr. Jones was tasered in the middle of his back. He now faces burglary with assault and resisting officer charges.
That's his wrestling name, Shirtless. Just call me Shirtless.
This is Melbourne, right?
Yeah.
So meth has made his way there, obviously.
Yeah. Well, Florida,
Oh, I think it's Australia.
Oh, no. It's been in Florida for a long time.
Oh, yeah. That
may have been the birthplace of meth.
Might have been. Memories.
It's spiritual home.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.